1698, Joanna C. Pappas, north of Route 24, 1,073 feet northeast of Road 313A, a special use exception to operate a veterinary hospital and a variance from the minimum lot size and setback requirements for a veterinary hospital.
Hi, my name is Demetrius Pappas. I'm the father of Joanna.
What's your address?
32396 Morse Lane, Road, Parsons, Maryland. It's 184.
Sir?
Richard O'Brien.
Speak up a little bit.
Richard O'Brien, the contractor.
What's your address?
27596 Woodland Road, Seaford.
Okay. You both swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Howdy. How are you?
Can you explain to the board your request?
We were here in 2007, and we asked for the same variance. And since that time, we applied for loans and whatnot, and they were tabled for next year and the next year. And at that time, all the records were here, and it was approved. But while we were going along with banks and waiting, it lapsed, and we didn't even know that it was a year. You had to reapply. So what basically we're doing is reapplying for the same thing that we applied in the late, I think it was November of 2007, or close to it.
So nothing on this application is changed from your first application.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Your building permit.
The land is the same. The building is still there, the same. The I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, go ahead.
What were you going to say?
Your building permit.
It's the blueprints have been with your office. The inspector has seen them, and they gave us just that we had to come to this hearing before they could give us.
So you've applied for a new permit?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you applied back in 2007? Is that what happened?
I wasn't involved back then.
No, we didn't even know that we had to apply for a permit. It was my daughter that was up here, and we never done this before.
Gotcha.
It was like.
And you take care of animals and not buildings.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
You heard what I asked the former applicant about addressing the standards of granting a variance, and that was in your application.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Can you address those for us?
Actually, if I remember correctly, the building is still there, and I think it was a very small amount of, if I'm not mistaken, maybe a foot that was within the limits that you have, but the building was already there, so.
Okay. Well, you're aware of what you're requesting, right? Because it doesn't seem to be a very little bit when you talk about, well, first off, this is a two-part hearing, mm-hmm. and one part is like the last, it's a request for variances, okay? And you have to meet those standards, uniqueness and so forth. The other part of this request is a special use exception. To determine that the use of the property will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Correct.
So there's really, now you have six things to address. And the variances you're requesting, you're asking for a variance from minimum acreage for a veterinarian hospital of 5 acres. You're asking for almost 185-foot variance from any lot line. 105-foot... variance in another direction and 63 feet from another direction. So they're not minimal variances that you're requesting. So there's five things you have to convince
right.
us. There's five.
Right. Well, there's a house on one side.
Right.
Okay. That belongs to my daughter.
Okay.
From that building. So therefore, it's more than enough on one side. The front and back are huge. It's close to 4 acres of land.
Okay.
So basically on the other side, it's a, I mean, they grow corn. So, I mean, what can I tell you?
You can tell me how this, what's unique about the property. Is there a certain uniqueness, narrowness or shallowness in shape or?
No, not really.
Not really, sir. It's right there as it is, and we're just going to make it look pretty on the outside.
Okay, well, let me tell you, that answer doesn't help your case. But, okay. Can it otherwise be developed? It obviously is, but is it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Is the request necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
Well, the building, I think he said, was already there when they bought the property.
Okay.
I don't think the previous owner had applied for the variance from the distance from the field next door.
Okay.
That's why the application was made on that side. The rest of the property is more than sufficient.
So now you're arguing uniqueness.
No, I'm asking.
Now you should be. You are arguing uniqueness.
Only.
I'm not trying to confuse you.
No, I understand.
And what you're telling me is
the side of the property in question.
Because there's the property's already developed and you want to make use of what's on that property, then there's a uniqueness there.
It's uniqueness in you, to you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, we're trying to.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So
that's the only part of it that I you know, have seen that is any.
It's maybe we.
Of any question.
Do you have a copy of the application with the standards for granting a variance?
There was a copy up there.
Is there
a copy laying there?
The previous one probably took it.
I probably took it.
I'm sorry.
Hey, that's okay.
Okay. No. You did that.
You'll give the rest of the folks time to think about their preparing their cases.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
I talked to the, I assume he's a deputy county administrator.
Charles Wheatley?
I believe that's his name.
Yes, Whitley.
He came out and looked at the property for me.
He's a building code enforcement officer.
No, not him.
Okay.
Hal Godwin.
Yes.
Deputy.
Okay.
He came out and viewed the property and told me, you know, what I needed to do until this hearing was held.
Right.
So.
From a building code perspective.
He's aware of what was, you know, there to begin with, the block building that was already there. Whether that was too close to the line or not, I don't know. But it was existing when Mr. Pappas purchased the property.
Mr. Chairman, if I can, let me, for the benefit of these folks and as well as everybody else here this evening and to move these proceedings along,
yep.
Let me explain to everyone what we're talking about here. There's 5 standards for granting a variance, and those standards were in your application. If you're here for a variance hearing, if you're here for a special use exception, then there's also... It explains what those requirements are. And what you have to prove to this board is that your request, there's a certain uniqueness for your request because of narrowness of the lot or, you know, configuration of the lot or something. You've got my copy. Okay. You have to show that it can't otherwise be developed or that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Okay. You have to show that it wasn't created by the applicant. That's probably the most difficult one to prove. However, if you bought a property and it was already developed the way it is and you're here because your attorney found that, you know, your building sitting in the setback requirement, then you didn't create it. So you pass that standard. You have to prove that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's, you know, necessary to... you know, to have this variance, and yet it won't alter any of the have any adverse effect on or effect on any other properties. And you have to prove that it's a minimum variance to afford you relief. Okay, those are 5 standards for granting a variance, and we're going to ask everybody coming up here to address those standards. Okay, so think about that. If you're here for a special use exception, there's only one thing you have to prove, and that's that your request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. Now, these gentlemen are here for both because it's a veterinarian hospital. Does that help?
Helps.
All right. Moving right along. All right, we've discussed uniqueness. Go ahead.
Okay. Basically, it's in the middle of, what can I say?
Farm area?
Farmland.
Okay.
The building is there. With a little bit of money, I think she can make it into a nice vet hospital. She has the house next door. There's plenty of room in the back. We're not going to have cows and horses. It's just going to be small animal. We went through this before, and it's hard for me to tell you that just because I didn't know the rules, here I am again. We're going to go by the rules.
Well, and let me further say, for your benefit, in 2007, things were a little different. And this board was, I don't want to say we overlooked the rules.
Overhauled the system.
Well, you know, it was a different time, and we were a different board. I'll just leave it at that. So here we are. Go ahead.
As far as I think, the uniqueness, it's unique. It cannot otherwise be developed. Yeah, if you tear everything down, I guess you can make it into a horse farm. I mean, you know, I don't know. Anything that's there, I didn't create. The building is already there. Where it's at, I don't know if I can cut any portion of it to make it smaller. The character of the neighborhood, I don't think it's going to affect it that much. As a matter of fact, it probably will enhance it a little bit. The minimum variance, you told me and explained to me the difference, and I agree with you. Yes, it's a little more than I thought. But...
is it a minimum to afford relief with the way the property is already designed?
The property being already there and designed... That's what it's going to be used. It's not going to extend anymore to the area where
The west side.
So therefore,
as far as the effect of the adjacent neighboring properties, mostly farm area, probably people with animals. So it's probably going to be a benefit.
Okay. It wouldn't be
detrimental.
Not at all.
And I can say, for the short time I was around the property, I had four or five people stop and say they would be glad to see it.
Good.
Because the closest, I believe, is in Millsboro, and the other one is at the beach. So it's between the two. So I've had several people tell me that it was a good idea to try and put it there.
All right. Now we're cooking with gas.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now you've got it. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
And Mr. Mill? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two.
There's one in the back.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards, at least to my satisfaction, suggesting that it's unique. The lot is narrow. It is already developed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to develop it for this use in strictest conformity would be a hardship. And therefore necessary to develop or use it for this type of use. As the applicant stated, he didn't design the property this way, but he's trying to make best use of it. I don't think it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and a minimum to afford relief as to the use that he would like to make it. And further, with the special use exception, I don't see where to substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties. Therefore, I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,698.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,698. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Thank you all.